Hello, everyone. Our subject this evening is Take Courage. I'd like to read a verse from Psalm 27 and verse 14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Recently, the world celebrated the end of year 2021 and welcomed the new year with pomp, celebrations, and hope that the future will be better and life will go back to normal after living a restricted life for a long time. Paul, after a long and dangerous trip sailing from Israel to Italy, he landed in Rome and found several Christians' brothers welcoming him. He wrote in Acts 28:15, on seeing the brothers, Paul thanked God and took courage. Many changes took place during the last 2 years, and many things happened. We have also been through this pandemic. Our God protected us and cared for us. We have seen uncertain and uncharted roads during the last year, but we can be certain that God has not changed his character or his purpose, nor his promises and provisions. He is the solid rock in whom we can trust and seek refuge. The psalmist said it well in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. At the beginning of this new year, let us thank God and take courage, because God remains the same. Individuals, human beings change. Families change. Businesses change. Nations change. Constant changes are happening daily. And during this complete chaos in the world, we can take courage and be strong in our faith that our God will remain the same. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 5, we read, I, the Lord, do not change. Thank God for our God, who is unchangeable. Friends, let us continue to take courage, because the Bible continues to be our nourishment. In it we find the answer to every question, most certainly the way to salvation from sin. The Word of God remains the only place of comfort and joy for the believers in this dry land. The prophet Jeremiah wrote in chapter 15 and verse 16, Thy words were found, and I ate them. Amen. And thy words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart. Yes, the word of God. Thank God for the Bible. Many people see the Bible only in terms of restrictions and rules, do's and don'ts. Others see the Bible in terms of orders and commandments. Wrong. The Bible is the bearer of good news to the world. In this precious book, we see the love of God to all. The Gospel of John 3:16 says, and you know the beautiful word that mostly everywhere is repeated, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the word of God announced from heaven through the angels in Luke 2:10, Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. God is love, and he came to save and change people's life. He came to save humanity from sin and darkness and for all people to taste the abundant life. Please listen to this in John 3:17, For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. That's the good news. This is the word of God. May we be thankful at the beginning of this new year, because the future belongs to us, the believers in Christ. We follow a victorious leader who defeated Satan, sin, death, and the grave. Let us give thanks to our God, who daily gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, let us take courage. Regardless of the adversary's attacks, we do not fear. He is a defeated foe. And let us take courage, knowing that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. May the Lord richly bless you this new year and use you for his own glory. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.